And through the crown prince, the philosopher gained entry into the court of Frederick the Great and became one of the most well-known people, intellectuals in all of Germany. This man's name was Moses Mendelssohn. I have to say a few words here in the interest of objectivity. History many times judges people far differently than their contemporaries did. Moses Mendelssohn today, at least in terms of traditional Jewry, is not only persona non grata, he's viewed as a traitor. Moses Mendelssohn is viewed as someone that brought a great deal of destruction to the Jewish people. And in many religious Jewish homes, the mention of his name is forbidden, let alone the reading of any of his works. That is not how he was viewed by his contemporaries, for whatever reason. We have the same thing, I mentioned it to you in our last lecture, in an opposite fashion, when I discussed with you the Ramchal, or Moshe Chaim Luzzatto. In his generation, he was an outcast. His books were not only not read, his books were held to be strange. Almost non-Jewish in certain approaches. And he himself was placed in Cherem, in a ban, many times. From Italy through France to Amsterdam, I discussed with you the Reb Yaakov Emden pursued him, others. Yet in history, he has not only been rehabilitated, he stands as one of the great people of the Jewish people, one of the great people of traditional, of Orthodox, of Torah Jewry. And his books have wide, wide circulation. When we talk about the Musar movement, the Musar movement rehabilitated him in terms of the Mesillas Yesharim. So even though in his time he was recognized by certain great individuals, such as the Gaon of Vilna, as being a superior person, but most of the Jewish people held that, they read him out of the party. In history, he was rehabilitated. Mendelssohn, Lahavdil, Mendelssohn, it goes the other way. In his time, we find that Mendelssohn wrote Shilas and Shuvas questions to many of the great rabbis, and they answered him always with respect. We have a great letter of introduction to him from Rabbi Yonason Abishitz, the rabbi of, I discussed last week with you, the rabbi of Ahu of Hanover, of Hamburg. And Mendelssohn married a girl from his community. And he wrote about Mendelssohn in the most glowing terms. In his time, they did not see Mendelssohn. They didn't see what was going to happen. They didn't see that 30 years down the line, Mendelssohn's grandchildren would convert, would all be converts to Christianity. They didn't see what reform meant. And they didn't see what secular humanism was going to do to the Jewish people. Mendelssohn may not have seen it even. I once saw a very telling statement. On a discussion with a maskil had with a great Hasidic rabbi of the time in the 1800s. So the maskil said that he doesn't understand the hatred for Mendelssohn. Mendelssohn, he said, did not intend to do anything wrong. So the Hasidic rabbi told him that we have a rule that the Talmud mentions. Megalgalin schus al yedei zakai, megalgalin chov al yedei chayev. That in heaven, when they want to do something good, they do it through somebody good. And when they want to do something bad, so then bad people are the instruments.